ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। In the 91st, 92nd, and 93rd shloka, Shankara spoke about prarabdham and how prarabdham is not valid for a jnani. He gave three reasons as to why prarabdham is invalid, or logically, prarabdham is not there for a jnani. So, the first reason he said was, when tattva jnanam arises, when a person becomes a jnani, then even as in dream, even as a person waking from dream realizes that he doesn't have a dream body, similarly a person who wakes up from this jagrat loka, he will realize that there is no jagrat shariram. Since there is no jagrat shariram, therefore there is no prarabdham. That was the first reason. And the second reason Shankara gave was that prarabdham is the karma. Prarabdham is previous accumulated karma. The karma that we have accumulated in previous births, sanchita karma, that gets converted or transformed into prarabdham, by which we gain this body as well as sustain this body. Even as the swapna deham is an illusion because it is superimposed on the dreamer, the person who is dreaming. Similarly, this jagrat shariram is also superimposed on the third reason. So the second reason is direct, that prarabdham is because is sanchita karmam is converted into prarabdham, but the jnani who has realized that he is the ajahar, or that atman which is na jayate mriyate va, it is neither born nor dies, therefore he doesn't have previous birth, therefore he cannot have prarabdham, because there is no sanchita karmam for such a person, because there is no previous birth. And the third reason was because of adhyasam. The swapna deham is adhyastam, is an adhyasam in the dreamer, therefore it is an illusion. Similarly, Jagrat Shariram is also an adhyasam, it is an illusion, it is mithya. Since the Jagrat Shariram is mithya, therefore it cannot have a birth. We cannot call that the Jagrat Sharira is born. This is from the perspective of a jnani. When a person is in the world, he has to accept the body as having taken birth. At least illusory birth we have to accept. But for a jnani, he knows that the Jagrat Shariram is adhyasam, or it is mithya. Since the Jagrat Shariram is mithya, it cannot have any birth. And if there is no birth possible, then there cannot be current birth or prarabdham. So prarabdham cannot be there. So Shankara almost concluded by telling that prarabdham is impossible. Prarabdham is not at all there for a jnani. So now in the next three shlokas, he speaks about the unreality of the world. So this shariram is part of the world. So one way of rejecting the view that jnani has prarabdham is to negate that the jnani has a body. Negate the view that, or negate the notion that there is a body. If there is no jagrat body, there is no prarabdham, prasakti for prarabdham. But from a higher perspective, from a general perspective, if we can negate the entire world of which the body is a part, then that also will lead to the conclusion that the jnani doesn't have any prarabdham. So in the next three shlokas, Shankara explains as to how this world is an illusion, about the unreality or mithyatvam, jagan mithyatvam, that jagat is mithya, that is what he proves. And finally, he concludes the topic of prarabdham by saying as to why Shruti speaks about prarabdham. We have already discussed that part as to why Shruti speaks about prarabdham earlier. But still Shankara gives in a shloka as to why, if this is the case, then you are negating Shruti. But Shruti, if Shruti says or if Acharya says, then it has to have a validity. So he will conclude by telling that the validity of Prarabdham is for an Ajnani. As long as Ajnanam is there, Prarabdham is valid. Remove Ajnanam, then there is no Prarabdham. There is no Prasakti for Prarabdham. So for a Jnani, from a Jnani's perspective, there is no Prarabdham. From an Ajnani's perspective, the Jnani has a Prarabdham. It is like from where we see it. So if we are standing in earth and seeing earth, earth is very big. Unlike that, if we are on the moon, if we have gone to moon, we have traveled to the moon and then see the earth, it will be very small. So it is perspective vision. So the reality, that which is an illusion, is always perspective. It depends on who sees it. An Ajnani sees water in desert, whereas a Jnani sees only the desert. An Ajnani sees rope in snake in rope, whereas a Jnani sees only the rope. So it's the vision that matters. So for an Ajnani, the Shastra says that the Jnani has a body because you see the body. Since you see the body, you want an explanation. Therefore, we give the explanation that there is Prarabdham for the Jnani. If you are a Jnani, then you don't have any body. There is no body at all. Then there is no Jnani at all. So there is no Jnani apart from you to even speak about Prarabdham. Therefore, there is no Prarabdham. So those are the two visions. So Shankara would conclude that by in the next three shlokas, 94, 95 and 96, Shankara speaks about as to the illusory nature of the world. And since the world contains our body, that means Prarabdham is part of this world. If the world is an illusion, then Prarabdham also becomes an illusion. It also becomes non-existing or not real. So Shankara enters into that analysis of Jagat Mithyatvam. So these three shlokas we can by heart, we can remember as pointing out as to how the world is an illusion with analogies. Though he has explained it in many other ways, here it is a concise or brief form. Upadhanam prapanchasya mridbandasyaiva katyate ajnanam chaiva vedantaihi tasmin nashte kva vishvata. So he is speaking about the world. Upadhanam prapanchasya. So what is the upadhanam of the prapancham? So earlier, in the very first of this work, Shankara said that the prapancham, upadhanam of the prapancham is the sukshma brahman. That brahman which is sukshmam. Sukshmatara sukshmam, we can say. So that which is subtle than the subtlest. Anoraniyan mahato mahiyan. We already discussed that. But from an empirical viewpoint, with respect to Ajnani, the world, if we have to, the duality of world, if we have to contain in one object, or we have to say one object from which the entire world has come, it is illogical to really assume that the world has come from Brahman. Shankara already analyzed it by telling that we can never say that the world has come from Brahman, because Brahman, both are contrary in nature. That's why it's called an illusion. So as an illusion, Brahman is the source. Brahman is the upadhanam of the world. But upadhanam means material cause. So if we have to speak about any material cause of the world, which is as real as the world, then that is ajnanam. So ajnanam is the upadhanam of the world. So Brahman is the adhishthanam. So if we are speaking about that upadhanam which is the adhishthanam of the world, then it is Brahman. But if we are speaking about upadhanam of the world, just upadhanam, even as the earth or mud is the upadhanam for pot, in such a way if we speak, then ajnanam can be said to be the cause or the upadhanam, material cause of the world. So from that perspective, Vedantins, if we have to empirically explain the world, as we have already discussed, there are two causes, Upadana Karanam and Nimitta Karanam. Upadana Karanam is the material cause, Nimitta Karanam is the efficient cause. So in the case of a pot being created from mud by a potter, Mud is the upadana karanam, material cause, whereas potter is the nimitta karanam. So if both the Brahman is said to be the abhinna nimitta upadana karanam of jagat. In some cases, in the case of pot, the upadana karanam is different from the nimitta karanam. But there are other examples wherein both are the same. A spider weaves web out of itself. So the spider is the efficient cause of the web, and it is the material cause also, because the web comes out of its own body. So it is the abhinna nimitta upadanam. Abhinnam, the nimitta and upadana karanam are same, one alone, that is called abhinnam. So abhinna nimitta upadana karanam of the world of jagat is Brahman, because Brahman alone is real, and Brahman is the substratum, is the adhishtanam in which the world is seen. So in that way, from the paramarthika level, abhinna nimitta upadana karanam of jagat is Brahman. But at the vyavaharika level, we can say that the upadana karanam of jagat is either maya or ajnanam. Both are not different. So it's a separate topic as to whether both are different or same, etc. But both are not that different. So maya or ajnanam or avidya is the upadana karanam of jagat, and the nimitta karanam of jagat is Ishvara, that Ishvara, the Saguna Brahman, or that Brahman which controls maya, that Brahman who has maya in his control, the power of maya. So the upadanam of the world, when Shankara speaks about upadanam prapanchasya, about the upadanam of the world, then he speaks about ajnanam here. So mrit bandasyaiva, even in the case of banda means pot, in the case of pot, mrit or mud is the cause, is the material cause. Similarly, prapanchasya upadanam, prapanchasya upadanam, the upadanam of the world, ajnanam cha eva vedantaihi, vedantaihi katyate, vedantaihi katyate, by vedantins it is said. What is said? That prapanchasya upadanam ajnanam eva, ajnanam alone is the upadanam, is the cause of the world. So that means if ajnanam is there, then we have the world. So how can we exactly say that ajnanam? It's a different thing to say that Brahman is the substratum, Brahman is the upadanam of the world. That is fine, because Brahman is the substratum in which the world is seen. But how can we say that ajnanam gets converted? Ajnanam cannot take any form. That means, how does ajnanam take the form of the world? So if we analyze the three states, the Jagrat, Swapna and Sushupti avasthas that we experience on a day-to-day life, on a day-to-day basis, then this becomes clear. So ajnanam, like in deep sleep, when we are in deep sleep, there is only ajnanam, there is only ignorance. Is there ignorance in deep sleep? A person can ask. Yes, ignorance is there. How do we know ignorance is there? Because after waking up, we say that I didn't know anything. So that experience, that ajnoham, I didn't know anything, that is that is proof that ajnanam was there in deep sleep state. So in deep sleep state, ajnanam is in a causal form. That's why it's called causal state or karanavastha. So in that state, ajnanam is in causal state form, and once we wake up, then that ajnanam gets converted into the dual world that we see, whether it is swapnam or jagrat. In both cases, that is what happens. So in sushupti, there is only ajnanam. In the upadanam, the ajnanam alone remains, whereas the upadanam of ajnanam gets converted, gets transformed into the world in jagrat and supna avastha. Therefore, ajnanam is the upadanam of the world. So, ajnanam is the upadanam of the world, even as mud is the upadanam of the pot. So, in earlier sloka, Shankara has said, as I already said, that Brahman is the upadanam. Like Brahman, in Nama Rupam of Brahman is the world. But still we can say Nama Rupams are caused. Nama Rupams are created out of Ajnanam. So it's two different perspectives. Brahman is the Upadanam of the world as the substratum, as the Adhishtanam in which the illusion of world is seen. Whereas empirically in the illusion, in the illusory world itself, if we have to say something that is the cause of the world, then it is ajnanam. So those are from the paramarthika level and from the vyavaharika level. From those two perspectives we can say. But at the empirical level, at the worldly level, the upadanam of the world is ajnanam. So if ajnanam is there, the world is there. So that's the differentiation between ajnanam, the upadanam of ajnanam, and upadanam of Brahman. Upadanam of Brahman is that is the substratum. So it is the adhishtanam. That means when Brahman is there, the world need not be there. But in the case of the upadanam of ajnanam, if ajnanam is there, it cannot remain in dormant state. A person can never be in deep sleep always. That's why people cannot sleep for a maximum number of minutes. Even the famous Kumbhakarna, who sleeps for 6 months and is awake for 6 months, he can only sleep for 6 months. He cannot sleep more than that. So that's why a person, ajnanam, cannot be in its causal state. It has to get transformed into the world. So the upadanam of ajnanam, thereby it's different from the upadanam of Brahman. So these two you have to remember, like from the paramarthika level, from the ultimate viewpoint, Brahman is the substratum of the world, it is the upadanam. From the vyavaharika level, the upadanam is ajnanam. Remove ajnanam. So if upadanam of ajnanam is the cause for the world, so even as mud is the cause of pot, so remove mud, then there will not be any pot. So if we remove mud, there is no pot. Similarly, if we remove ajnanam, then there is no prapancham, because ajnanam is the upadanam of the prapancham. Remove the upadanam, then the karyam. Remove the upadana karanam and the karyam or the effect automatically vanishes. So similar is the case with the world as well. So remove the upadanam of ajnanam, the world vanishes. And a jnani is a person who has achieved knowledge, who has attained knowledge. That knowledge which removes ignorance. That means jnani is a person who doesn't have ajnanam. He is ajnana rahita. He ajnana abhavam is there in a jnani. A jnani is a person who has removed ajnanam. That's why in Vedanta it is said that, in many places it is said that the goal of gaining knowledge is not the attaining of self. Self is already there. What we need to do is just removal of ignorance. So the scriptural knowledge that we gain, the paroksham and aparoksha jnanam that we gain, is only for removal of ignorance. With paroksha jnanam, ignorance gets removed a little bit, and with aparoksham, ignorance is removed completely. Therefore experience of the Atman happens, Atmanubhavam happens. So Vedantam, the path of Vedanta is not to gain knowledge. That's why people who gain knowledge, who know the entire scriptures, they may not know Brahman, because it's not scriptural knowledge that is emphasized in Vedanta, but it is removal of ignorance. Removal of ignorance can happen with just learning one shloka, or learning like hundreds of thousands of shlokas or millions of shlokas. So ajnana, removal of ajnanam is what is the goal of Vedantam. And removal of ajnanam is done through shastra jnanam, scriptural knowledge in the form of paroksha jnanam and aparoksha jnanam. And jnani is a person who has gained paroksham and aparoksha jnanam. So he has gained paroksha jnanam, external knowledge, and then he has completely removed ajnanam by gaining aparoksha jnanam. So aparoksha jnanam or experience of the self is possible only when ajnanam is completely eradicated. So if ajnanam is completely removed, if ajnanam has been completely removed for the jnani, then the upadanam of the prapancham has been removed. If the upadanam of the prapancham has been removed, then prapancham itself has been removed. That means there is no prapancham. So if for a person who has removed ajnanam, tasmin nashte, when ajnanam has vanished, ajnana nasham, ajnanam has been completely removed, then kva vishvata, how can there be the world? So for a jnani, ajnanam has been completely removed. And since ajnanam has been removed for a jnani, there is no prasakti for the world. Because the upadanam of the world, which is ajnanam, has been removed. So that's the first reason why what Shankara gives as to the unreality of the world for a jnani. For a jnani who has realized he has removed ajnanam. And since he has removed ajnanam, therefore there is no scope for prapancham, which is a karyam of ajnanam. Since ajnanam, the upadana karnam of ajnanam is not there, there cannot be any prapancham as well. So this Shankara reiterates or emphasizes more by giving an example and then applying it in the very next shloka. So in the next shloka, he gives an example as to how the jagat or the world is seen. And in the next to next shloka, in the 96th shloka, Shankara applies that example and concludes to say that the prapancham is unreal. Prapancham is not at all there for a jnani, not for an ajnani, sorry, for a jnani.
Yatharajyam parityajya sarpam grihnati vai brahmat tadvat satyam avijnaya jagat pashyati mudadihi.
So the very famous example, the illusory example of seeing snake in rope. Sarpam is seen in Rajju, or snake is seen in rope. So it is ajnanam. Again, it is ajnanam or ignorance. Ignorance of the rope, ignorance of Rajju. Rajva jnanat rajvau yatha bhati ahihi. Swatma jnanat. I forgot the shloka. It's one of the shloka in Advaita Panchakam, where Shankara says that even as because of ignorance of Rajju a person sees snake in it, similarly ignorance of the Atman leads a person to see Ahankaram and many other things in the Atman. So Ajnanam is the cause. Ajnanam of Rajju is the cause for seeing Sarpam in it. So once a person is ignorant, he doesn't know the rope that is there in front of him, then he superimposes the snake on it. So yatha, as rajjum parityajya, as a person negates or renounces rajju, he forgets or removes rajju because he doesn't know it, therefore he removes rope and sarpam grihnati. Why? Surely he sees sarpam. So he negates, he removes the rope and sees snake in it. How? Brahmat, due to Brahman. So there it is, it is ajnanam of Rajju, but that is a lower level of ajnanam, and that is called in various darshanas, it is called Brahman. So Brahmajnanam. It's also called Brahmajnanam or delusive knowledge as well. So it is a Brahman. Those are cases of Brahman. So due to Brahman, a person removes Rajju. He negates Rajju and sees Sarpam in it. Similarly, Tadvat, similarly, Satyam Avijnaya. A person negates Satyam. He is not aware of the Satyam. He is ignorant of the Satyam. Satyam Avijnaya. Being ignorant of Satyam, the Satya Vastu of Brahman or Atman, Jagat Pashyati, he sees Jagat. And what is the cause of this ignorance? Ignorance is the cause. Therefore, such a person is a Mudadihi. He is a Mudatma. Muda means he is in total, utter ignorance. So a person, even as a person due to delusion, due to Brahman, negates rope and sees snake in the rope, similarly, a mudadihi, a ignorant person, a delusive person, utterly ignorant person, he doesn't know, he removes, he ignores the reality, he ignores Brahman and sees Jagat. So he sees Jagat in Brahman. So this is a simple example that Shankara gives. He has already given these kind of examples previously, but here it is to show that for a jnani there is no world. So for an ajnani, he sees the world because of ignorance. If that is the case, then what happens when jnanam arises? So due to Brahman, a person sees snake in rope, and due to Ajnanam, a person sees the world in Brahman. Then when Brahman vanishes, what would he see? He wouldn't see the snake, rather he would see the rope. Similarly, when Ajnanam vanishes, a person wouldn't see the Jagat, he would see Brahman. That's what Shankara says in the 96th shloka.
Rajjurupe parijnate sarpakhandam natishtati adishthane tathanyate prapanchashunyatam gatah.
So these are cases of illusion. As we discussed, any illusion is seen in its substratum. The substratum is called adishthanam. So yet Rajju Rupe Parijnate, when the form of Rajju, when the form of rope is apprehended, is known, a person becomes aware of Rajju in front of him, then Sarpakhandam Natishtati, the part of Sarpam, that part, like that component of Sarpam which was seen in the rope, that doesn't exist, that no more exists. So once a person knows the substratum of rope, then there is no Brahman, there is no Sarpam. So it is knowledge of the substratum. Knowledge of the substratum which is equivalent to removal of ignorance of the substratum. Both are same. Like when we don't know the substratum, that's when we see the illusion. So knowing the substratum is as good as removal of ignorance. That's why Vedanta doesn't distinguish between gaining jnanam and removal of ajnanam. Both are at the vyavaharika level. Ajnanam, all knowledge that is gained is to remove ajnanam. Swarupa jnanam, or the nature or Atman itself, need not be newly achieved. It is, there is a veil in the Atman. The Atman is seemingly veiled by ajnanam. So that veil has to be removed by knowledge of the Atman. So when we learn more about Atman, then this ignorance veil vanishes. So the rope, when a person doesn't see rope, he sees rope in the snake, then the rope is veiled. And that veil of ajnanam is removed by knowledge of rope. So once the adhikthana jnanam happens, which means that ajnanam is removed, there is only sarpam. Similarly, adhishtane jnate, the adhishtanam of Brahman. When the adhishtanam of Brahman is known, then the illusion of prapanchaha, shunyatam gataha, it goes to shunyam, it becomes non-existent, it becomes unreal. So when the adhishtanam of world, when the adhishtanam of the world, which is Brahman, that Brahman or Atman that is known, so a jnani, as we know that a jnani realizes his nature of Brahman, he realizes the upadanam, the adhishtanam of the world, as Brahman, he knows that Brahman alone exists. So once he knows, then there is no prasakti for the illusion to be existing. Therefore, he doesn't see it anymore. Oh, if that is the case, then a person sees water in desert, and after he knows desert, still he sees water. So what is, like, after knowing the adhishtanam as well, the water can exist. So that is only external vision. We know that a person who knows that there is no water in desert, though it may appear that water is there, still his mind, his internal mind will assert that there is no water there. So though his external organs might see it, yet he as the ego, he as the Atman doesn't see it, because his mind transforms or converts the water into desert. Therefore, there is no doubt, we don't need to have any doubt that a jnani still sees the world. The world still exists for a jnani. Yes, for the organs, external organs, the world might exist. So that is why the jnani state is a state which we can't really apprehend. Even as we cannot think about the state, the Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking is one of the greatest living scientist or physicist in the world. So he has analyzed a lot of, he is paralyzed, yet he has analyzed a lot of things about the world, God, etc. So he is one of the living legends of science itself, we can say. And he So he's one of the masters of, we can say, physics. So his state, we cannot apprehend as to what is his state. We cannot apprehend the state of being a master of physics because we are not masters of physics. So we can just speak about it. Though we speak about it, it will be incomplete or wrong because we are not in that state. Similarly, we can just say that the jnani will be like this, he won't see the world, etc. But we cannot really apprehend it unless we realize. But even if the jnani sees the world, he might see the world. For an ajnani, that's what ajnani sees, the jnani as seeing the world. So the ajnani says, oh, I see Amma as seeing the world. Amma is a realized seeing, Amma is a Mahatma, is an avataram. Still she sees the world. So that means the world exists. So if that is the view, then we should read their works, we should read their words. Then we will understand that though it appears that they see the world, yet they don't see it because their mind converts it. Even as a person who knows that there is no water in desert, he might see the water, yet he will know that there is no water. That is the state of a jnani. So that argument is answered there. But when the adhishtanam is known, so there are certain illusory examples, like for example, in the case of snake seen in rope, once we know the rope, then we cannot see the snake. But water in desert proves that once we know the adhishtanam, yet it might appear to exist. The illusion might appear to exist. Similar may be the case with the world. So the jnani might be seeing the world because a person who knows that there is no water in desert, he might still see the world. Similar case. But still, once a person knows the adhishtanam, then internally he knows that there is no world. That means the world is equivalent to shunyam, is equivalent to non-existing. The world is as if not at all existing for the jnani. So that means the world is unreal. So even as once a person, snake seen in rope is equivalent. Or even as a person sees snake in rope due to delusions, an ajnani sees, doesn't know the reality of Brahman, thereby he sees the world. And once a person knows the rope, then there is no snake. Similarly, once a person knows the adhishtanam of Brahman, he gains sattva jnanam, then for him prapancham is unreal. He might see prapancham like we see dreams. We know that dreams don't exist, though we see it still. Similarly, he may see the world, but he may. We cannot say he will, because for him internally there is no world and his state is not apprehendable by normal people. We have to achieve that state to experience it. But still, once a person knows the adhishtanam, then the world is shunyam, as if shunyam. So if that is the case, then how does it apply to prarabdham? So that's what Shankara says in the 97th shloka. देहस्यापि प्रपञ्चत्वात् प्रारब्धावस्थितिः कुतः अज्ञानिजनबोधार्थं प्रारब्धं भक्ति वै श्रुतिः. So applying it to prarabdham, देहस्यापि प्रपञ्चत्वात् देहं is part of prapancham. So deham is part of the world, and since the world is unreal, world doesn't exist for a jnani, because world is there only when ajnanam is there, and a jnani doesn't see the world because the ajnani has removed ajnanam, that upadanam of the world. A jnani has known the adhishtanam of the world, therefore for these two reasons a jnani doesn't see the world. The world doesn't exist for a jnani. So, since the body, prapanchatva, since the body is part of the world, therefore, since the world doesn't exist, body also doesn't exist. If that is the case, prarabdhau avastitihi kutaha. How can there be prarabdham? Prarabdham cannot be there for a jnani. So, Shankara is questioning as to how can there be prarabdham, because the body is also like prapancham. The prapancham is unreal, therefore body is also unreal. Therefore, how can prarabdham be there? This means prarabdham cannot be there. So this concludes, by telling that prarabdham is not there for a jnani. Oh, if prarabdham is not there for a jnani, then Shruti, those Shruti Vakya which says about Prarabdham becomes unreal. So how can we take that? And if Shruti Vakyam is unreal, then we cannot follow Shruti. If we cannot follow Shruti, then we cannot follow you. If we cannot follow you, then we need not learn Aparokshanubhuti. Therefore, Shankara says that Ajnani Jana Bodhartham, in order to make sense for the ignorant person, in order to make the ignorant person understand, because he is not at a very high level, therefore for him to understand, it is said that Prarabdham is there. Therefore, Shrutihi Prarabdham Bhaktivai. Prarabdham has been explained, has been said by Shruti, even for Jnanis and Ajnanis both, because Ajnani Jana Bodhartham, in order to make Ajnani Janam, in order to make ignorant people understand in a better way. So we have already discussed that from a Jnani's perspective, Krishna and various other Shrutis also say that Prarabdham is not at all there. Therefore, Prarabdham is not at all there for an Ajnani, whereas for an Ajnani, from an Ajnani's perspective, the Shruti speaks about Prarabdham, because Ajnani needs an explanation as to why the Jnani sees the world. So Ajnani sees the Jnani as seeing the world. Ajnani sees that the Jnani has a world. And in order to remove that, in order to slowly remove that, not directly tell, because the Jnani will not understand, therefore Shruti speaks about Prarabdham. Finally, Shruti herself will say, when the person gets to a level, then Shruti will prove it, that Prarabdham is not there, because the Ajnani will realize. When the Ajnani realizes, then he will realize that, oh, Shruti was just fooling around initially. That was only for my betterment. Even as small children, when they are very small, they are shown pictures of, Ramana Maharshi used to quote this example a lot. Small children, when they are very young, they are shown pictures of various elephants, lions, etc. And they are told that this is elephant, this is lion. Though we know that it is not the elephant, neither is the lion. But when it grows up, then it sees a real lion, and then therefore it identifies, oh, this is a lion. But then it realizes that the earlier picture was only for my better understanding. Though the earlier picture was unreal, it made me understand in a better way. Now I realize that whatever earlier was said to me is wrong. Similarly, once a person advances, then he will understand that whatever Shruti said as to Prarabdham being there for a Jnani, Prarabdha karma still remaining behind, that is only for the starter, only for the ignorant starting person. Once a person becomes an advanced seeker, then he will realize that whatever Shruti said was only just for the Ajnani, Ajnani Jana Bodhartham. In reality, there is no Prarabdham at all. So Shankara has concluded this topic of Prarabdham, yet he will be quoting some Shrutis, Shruti Vakyam, to show that there are Shrutis which say about that Prarabdham is not at all there in the next few shlokas. We will see that in the next day. Hari Krishna.